Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Yo, you listening to the Oprah Rose Show with TT and Gigi, and yeah, get it poppin'.
Thoughts. Everything begins with thoughts.
She's a slut, she's a hoe, she's this, she's that.
We say to girls, you can have ambition, but not too much.
It's about people being uncomfortable with women owning their sexuality.
What is the truest, highest vision that you hold for yourself?
I'm a real ass bitch, and I'm gonna get everything that I'm gonna get on my own.
I know for sure. You don't get what you wish for. You get what you believe.
Hi.
Hi.
What's up? What's up?
I'm TT.
I'm Gigi.
And I'm DD. No BBL DD this week, but I'm just.
Oh, my God. Oh, just regular. Yeah.
Sorry. Okay. My BBL didn't take this week.
Oh. This is the Oprah Rose Show. No BBLs, not as of yet.
Not yet, honey.
And I'm like, not no. Okay, not. I don't know, but not yet. Okay,
gotta get. Okay.
I don't know. We'll see. As always, like, subscribe, tell a friend. Write in your listener letters to theoprahroseshow@gmail.com. I feel like I can start my own goddamn shit in the newspaper, like Ask Judy or whatever her name is.
We might got something for you this week though, Judy.
Yeah, I was gonna say we have a listener letter this week actually.
We do.
And I've not read it, so I feel like, you know, it's gonna be in real time response. Yeah. But we'll get to that a little later. But again, like, follow, subscribe, tell a friend. I do have to say this. After last week's, like, explosive-ass episode week, ooh, which is still continuing.
Yeah.
And also at the same time, and I'm not going to say G's news, I want her to say it, but just, like, you, like, having this news, I was like, not only am I in the neighborhood, I said, I just have to thank my sister for how she showed up for me during her time, because... Mm. Me and Didi thought this was going to be an episode with just me and him. You'll tell your news, ma'am.
Well, if you don't follow me on Instagram or you missed my story, which is totally fine. This isn't a self-absorbed preface. This is more so just saying, like, I announced it on Instagram, but I got married. I eloped.
Where did this sound effect come from? I'm screaming.
You had to bring it out for the life of a wife, baby.
Like, screaming.
You had to bring it out. Okay, look, Yandy was like with the shirt, like,
life of a wife.
Put the ring in the camera.
Put the ring in the camera.
I know that's right.
Yes.
Y'all so stupid.
And didn't even, like, I love that you're like, oh, yeah, I put it on my stories. Like, you didn't put a post up yet.
A story post. So if you missed it, you missed it.
You missed it. Like, baby girl is back in real life. Again, I thought you were still going to be. Tell us about it.
Man. So this, you know, we were engaged for 2 years. This was a long ass engagement. We got engaged, 2022? On his birthday, and unfortunately we had to stop wedding planning just due to some family events, and that was the first year. And then, like, you know, in full transparency, like, money was really, really shaky for us, and so we couldn't, you know, technically afford to do that. And so then you know, there's the ups and there's downs, and then we was coming back up, and we put, you know, a deposit down on a venue in Milwaukee, but a bitch got pregnant. And so, you know, when the baby came.
Right, can you get your deposit back?
I was thinking the same thing.
No, we lost it. We lost it. It was like $2,000.
Okay. So okay. We just chalked it up.
Yeah, it wasn't too crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, we had Max, and you know, having a baby in general is just a lot on you. But then having two, I started a new job. Our date was July 4th, 5th, something like that. It was going to be this summer, 4th of July weekend. And I just didn't have it in me to wedding plan. I was tired of people asking me, when is it? Or is it still July? Are you still? We haven't seen any wedding announcements. We ain't take no pictures. We ain't do none of that shit. I'm, you know, still trying to like slim down from giving a baby. So I didn't want to take like engagement photos. It was just all of these things. And I was like, I don't want a wedding anymore. And that's for those brilliant. Who've heard, you know, me talk about the wedding, really my partner, my husband, he was the bridezilla. Okay, not husband. Really my husband, he was the bridezilla, not really me. There were definitely like things that I wanted for sure. Like I wanted that moment to be celebrated and surrounded by family and friends. I wanted a bachelorette weekend. I wanted my mom and my sister to sing at my wedding. I like gave them a song. They had already started practicing and shit.
But all things that we can still do. We're just re-engineering. Like we're gonna have
all those things can still happen.
We can re-engineer have a bachelorette. Yeah,
we still doing all the things.
We're gonna just call it something else, but
we
gotta think of it.
We do
production.
We gotta think of a name.
But we gonna make it happen.
But I, even though I wanted all of those things, I didn't want them bad enough, and so I was like, you know, hey, Punch, can we just get married in Vegas? And he was like, if that's what you want, that's cool. Now, I wasn't thinking we was going to get married in Vegas this fast. The swiftness of it all, I cannot take that credit. He wanted to do it like in one day. And I was like, well, I have to work tomorrow. I can't.
That
I can't
response go to Vegas still sends tomorrow. Me like, let's get married tomorrow. And be like,
right.
I have to work. Like, I actually have to go.
It was probably like a Tuesday.
It was a Thursday.
Oh my God. Yeah, like, we have to work.
Right.
It was dead serious. You know, he had Aries. They don't really think too clearly about things. They're just very, you know, sporadic and
impulsive.
That is the exact word that I was looking for. Yes. So I was like, all right, well, we can do next weekend because, you know, you're celebrating your birthday this weekend. And I still didn't really think he was serious. I was like, this nigga's drunk. Like, we ain't doing this shit. But his best friend, Raheem, essentially started wedding planning. He was like looking up all of the stuff that we needed to do. And then I found the little, like, I wanted to do the Whitechapel, but she was booked out because 420 was like, apparently a big date. That's how you know a bitch didn't plan shit. When I was calling, I was like, damn, why is everybody booked? They like, well, it's 420. And I was like, all these weed smokers getting
right.
married?
Right. Like, I would be like, okay.
I wouldn't think that that's, but I did see like two or three weddings, but I didn't know it was a big wedding
it's
day.
It's like, you know, the 4/20/24, like just the repetition of the fours.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So your wedding date was 4/20.
My wedding day was 4/20. Yeah.
Girl, if it's one thing about it, the people be smoking.
Stay on brand.
People be smoking.
I'm going to stay on brand.
Okay.
So, yeah, so last minute, I only told like a couple of people because you can't, it's only but so big. Like, you can't, if I would have told all of my friends and people that I wanted to know, these motherfuckers would have showed up. It would have been 50 motherfuckers in there.
If like, my father's birthday was not 420, I literally started looking.
He would have came.
Planning this damn 65th birthday.
You said what?
I said if my father's birthday wasn't 420. And I'm sorry, let me be clear. If it wasn't his 65th, because it was a milestone that I was I started looking up flights, and then my mother would hit me about stuff, and I'm like, you can plan this, ma'am. I might not even be there.
No,
you
couldn't miss Jeff. It's funny because it was your dad's milestone birthday. It was Maine's mom's birthday. So like y'all would have y'all would have been there. I think it might have been like another weekend or whatever. And like so many of my other friends would have been there. But we just didn't have like the space to accommodate. So the people who came, which was my sister, Nunu, because she lives in LA, Natasha, because she lives in LA. But funny enough, Punch invited her, not even me. That's so shady. He like saw her at Coachella drunk. And she was doing photography at a party. And that's when he invited her. I was like, oh, okay, he's serious. She was like, you ain't think he was?
I was like, no. Just like, I never know. You never know.
Yeah. So did everything last minute, but it was kind of perfect though.
Yeah, I think it just takes, and this is obviously a bitch ain't never been married nor planned one, but to me it would just take so much pressure off at the same time. Yeah. Like yeah. I completely get wanting a big wedding, but like mm-hmm. no one, that's the one thing, especially like the bigger the wedding, everybody's like the planning is like just so much. And I'm like, I'm never doing this again. You could plan for like a year. That again, I think it just takes so much pressure off of just like, let's just do it. Like I asked the next day, I was like, oh, how do you feel? Do you feel different? She's like, same. Like just back in LA. I'm like, what? Just back in the swing of things.
Mm-hmm. You went back into the swing of things quick, child. Like T said, literally takes the pressure off. Also the monetary cost, like,
right.
You went to Vegas. Yeah. It's so close to LA. And I'm sure the people were hitting you up being like, oh my God, why didn't you tell us? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I live a life that
they was cursing me out.
That thing of people being like, why didn't you tell us? Mm-hmm. So it's like, it already happened. Right. And so it's like, just say congratulations. And that's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Say congratulations.
Congratulations.
Some of my sorority sisters was like, don't nobody else better ever do this again. Like, they were like, you get a pass, G, because you just march to the beat of your own drum. And I was like, well, I'm glad you bitches know me, because I will do what I want to do regardless.
Do what you want to do. And that just goes to anybody. Do what you want to do.
Absolutely. Do what you want
to
do.
Sometimes people feel obligated to do these grand gestures and like invite all these people. And at the end of the day, things like weddings and big celebrations, it's really for other people when you think.
They are. So you have to. That's such a good point. Because I was dealing with a friend who was basically planning a birthday party for other people. And I'm like, it's your birthday. Why? This is crazy to me.
If you're planning your own birthday, you're planning other people's fun.
And I think I'm a believer, like I am, because I'm a control freak. Like I'm going to control my own birthday party. But like, don't make it about other people. You know, when it starts to get hectic and it's too much, it's like, you don't have to do this. It's your birthday. You should do whatever it is. If you want to elope, if you want a grand old wedding, like, but not doing it because it's like, it's what you should do.
Right.
Yeah.
More so. And I mean, when you said it though, I was like, you have had so much change in Q1. Like,
man,
so much. Like you literally hit like probably three of like life's major milestones and literally 3 months of new baby, new job, marriage in literally 3 months.
And planning to move soon.
We're starting the house buying process. Another reason why we scratch that wedding shit off.
Biggest reason, right? Like when you think about what's important, like
exactly,
it is expensive. Like
it's so expensive.
I was even talking to 66 Poppy, like seeing y'all elope and being like, weddings are expensive. Like that's what I was like.
Yeah,
I need a house first.
honey,
it just,
you go to Vegas, $102 to go to the clerk.
$2.
$500 at the little chapel.
I can spend on a meal.
Mm-hmm. I really do. I love, and I said to G, I was like, it was good enough for Usher and his wife. Like, weddings are just so much money. If you would have asked me 6 years ago, I'd be like, no, I want a big wedding. And I really was like, last year, I was like, I could probably go to a courthouse at this point. Like, I just have a party. It's so expensive.
And then
in today's climate.
In today's climate. And then you got to remember why you get married, right? Like what's the reason that is. And it's really this union between you and your partner. And also, so y'all are on each other's health insurance and shit like that. So
we was already doing that because we had kids.
Right. So all the other things just don't matter, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've seen such an uptick, I feel like. And it was an article, I actually think I saw it last week. And then Carlene Roy posted something, and she's an event planner, about how, you know,
I posted that shit.
Yeah, like how birthdays, like she was like, it's almost, I think she uses the word tacky, if I'm not mistaken, to like have a birthday and expect people to pay, and have a wedding and expect your bridesmaids to pay. Like basically she's like, if you are inviting people to celebrate said things with you, you know, you should be paying, which I get. I think if you have a lot of money, you know, that's definitely difficult. Like I don't have an issue also like spending bread on a birthday or like, you know, and even on a bridesmaid thing, but it they're all, and nonetheless, it's like, you said what?
They make it when you got the coin.
Right. But it's like, it is taxing on all parties.
It is. She was shaking the table with that, honey, because I've been in weddings where, you know, like you got to pay for the bridal shower. You got to pay for the bachelorette, and you have to pay for the bride's portion of this too.
Yeah.
Then you got to pay for your dress. Then you got to pay for your hair, for your makeup. Like it's literally so many things that you have to pay for to be a bridesmaid. And it's like by the time, and then you got to be in a stupid ass group chat, respectfully. I don't know about it. I hate group chats as it is. Like, oh, I really do. God. I'm not the group chat shorty. That's not me.
Oh, well, you be real active in ours.
Because it's different. Okay. It's where this
and I feel like two people, like when it gets to me,
when it's just the three of us,
I'm a group chatter, but it can definitely be overwhelming
when it's like six motherfuckers in there and I don't even know you. I don't know you personally. I don't know your personality. Like, you don't know my personality. Like, I was done. I was done with being at people's weddings. And I love you, TT girl. If you really wanted me in yours, I would do it. But
no, I would not have
with you. I
would not have, and I would not have bridesmaids. I wouldn't, because it's like such a thing. Like, I get people wanting to have them. I think it's a beautiful thing to witness and be a part of them. But you know, and I'm also like, I'm marrying my man, so it's fine. Like, you have the community with you, but
I'll get you a good ass gift, girl. That stupid ass bridesmaid gown you was gonna have me fucking buy and rip at the party. I could spend that $300 on
it. In the same shoes, you know the ones with the strappy sandal.
God, not the BP sandals, Daryl.
No offense,
with the strappy claws and strap at the ankle. You know what it is.
No one is wearing those anymore.
I promise you, they're wearing them in silver and gold.
No one is wearing them damn bridal pump sandals.
But I did have a blast in every wedding I was in. Let me like tie it up. Let me clean it up.
And still have a great time. Yeah, it's just
enjoyable.
Like
it's just like, it's so expensive. And so I see what Carlene was talking about with it. Because if I was rich, that would be a line item in my budget. I wouldn't want to inconvenience, you know, people financially. You don't know everybody's financial situation.
Yeah.
And if you want to do it, you want to do it big, then that should be the ticket that you pay, not at somebody else's expense, in my personal humble opinion.
Yeah, no, I was like,
or you should cover some expenses.
Definitely shaking the table with that one.
Yeah. If you were to have a wedding, were there any like wedding songs that you thought of that you wanted to have?
So I wanted my mom and my sister, because you know everybody in my family can like sing or play an instrument or something.
I'm waiting for Jessie's moment.
Yes.
So you know
she was gonna play the piano. I was gonna ask my older brother to play the drums. I don't think drums would have been needed in this arrangement, but I probably would have asked him to do a little, like, I don't know, a little something on there just so he could be a part of it. But the rendition that was done by Marsha Ambrosia and Hamilton. I know they sang it at a funeral.
That would always make you cry.
I know, but that's the point, is to make you cry.
Weeping.
Exactly. And then the Stevie version, it's my favorite Stevie Wonder song of all time. His version is almost a little bit too happy. Yeah. So I like the Anthony Hamilton and Marsha version. And it was like a duet, and my mom and my sister could sing it together. So that was the song that I had them, you know, start working on.
No, I would have been. I mean, I'm because they still gonna do it at the party. I'm right, telling you right now, I'm gonna be unwell. Because that, as soon as you said it, I was like, not that scene. Because he's breaking, Morris Chestnut be breaking down.
Breaking down, honey.
Breaking down.
Yeah.
So no Chris Brown. I was wondering if we was going to have some Chris Brown in the mix.
Okay.
Not for the actual wedding, though. The reception. For sure. I was going to be stoned because it was going to be an R. Kelly segment at the end. I apologize for it.
Well.
The last 10-15 minutes was going to be that we was going to be stepping in the name of love.
Oh my God.
You know, put your phones away, everybody. Put your phones away. Literally.
This is, if you want to leave, you can leave. I respect it.
And as she sips drink, oh my God, she said that we are listening to 15 minutes of Aura Kelly. I'm dead.
Yeah.
And that's when everybody's so drunk and just singing Greatest Sex Ever.
Yeah. Exactly. That's why it was the perfect time. Everybody be drunk.
Right. They you kind of forget.
You forget. You
just like, that's my song. Why are we
talking? I've been listening forever.
I'm telling you right now, if Dan will come on, I'm splitting my bridesmaid's dress. Like, I'm telling you. Daryl is sick. Daryl gonna be in the bathroom for 15 minutes, and we gonna be out there doing a duet. I'm gonna be out there, and play the Tony Price one too. Like,
wow,
Contagious. Listen,
gross. Gross.
I will say, on my birthday one year, I definitely did. I was listening to like Contagious and something else. I felt like it was okay because it was my birthday. Okay, the cheese stands alone. Daryl's not feeling
it. You're definitely talking to yourself.
Dee Dee, I'm already in agreement here, you know.
It is cool. Whatever works for y'all.
Yeah.
Whatever works for y'all.
He said, as for being mine. Because you don't even listen to Chris Brown, do you?
I listen to Chris here and there. Like, Heartbreak on a Full Moon. This jeans. Yeah. Favorite. I listened to a few tracks on the album, particularly Nowhere. But Chris has been, he's off the singing shit. He is rapping and talking shit about Quavo.
Talking shit, swallowing spit, okay?
Listen, and these two niggas is going at it and on some like deep personal shit. And I'm a little scared for their well-beings.
I blame Cat Williams and Club Shay Shay for all of this. They did that damn interview, and the world has just
it at all.
They kicked it off. Nothing's been the same. Everybody, the fact that we are week 3 or 4 talking about how the girls are fighting is crazy.
This is crazy. We came back to the podcast to mess, and it has not stopped.
I mean, the Chris Brown shit, I couldn't even really all the way get into it. I just saw people, I guess, saying how it was a good one and. Right, and so we need to mess with both of them.
Did you listen to that song?
I listened to a clip, and I think I just was. I don't really need rapping Chris Brown, so I listened to the clip. And I was like,
fair.
That is very fair. I mean, but yeah, she fights. I don't know that I want to get in an argument with Chris.
Crazy. Okay.
We already know.
Pyru blood. You know, so she got gang activities. And it's a real blood too, so you know. No.
Quavo said he ain't pay his dues or some shit like that. So,
well. And then you know, I'm scared of Quavo too. That nigga roll with guns. Like this is not a beef.
He's still upset.
Yeah, they're angry.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm more afraid of what Chris Brown would do than Quavo.
Because we have seen his aggression.
We know that nigga ain't right.
No.
He's not right. Quavo, I feel like, I don't even know if Quavo wanted, like, I feel like he just had to because it's like, you done fuck my bitch that everybody knew was mine. And now I just gotta.
It was vice versa.
Who started it?
So Quavo messed with Karrueche first.
Oh, after Chris Brown.
After Chris, yeah.
And then Chris Brown messed with Saweetie Sawate before or after?
He said during.
During.
Oh.
That's yeah.
Miss Sawate.
The tea was piping, okay?
And so Sweetie is just posting these little clips of her 90 song. And it's giving girl just released the song at this point because your 90's in the news.
It's in the news. They was I'm screaming.
It's in the news.
I mean, they were linking her to people that I had no idea.
No.
Michael B. Jordan, Idris Elba.
I thought it was Dams and Idris. Idris Elba is wild.
Maybe it was Damson.
This is how rumors get started.
Don't listen to me, bitch.
All these rumors is running me every day.
When it's the black background and the big letters, don't believe it. Don't believe it.
It was some other niggas. I can't remember.
Wow. Okay, Miss Sawate. Mm-hmm. Listen, I mean, get your life. She's young.
Yeah. Justin, but we know about him. Yeah, we know about
him. She's young. I mean, you
attractive.
Attractive. Like, you doing what you... I mean, it's just unfortunate, yeah, that I think that then all your tea is spilled and whatnot. Because that's going to be me this summer. But it's unfortunate. It's very young.
I used to be down bad, but a bitch.
Now a bitch, okay.
Yeah, period.
JT dropped the song this Friday.
Drop it. I'm tired of the snips. I'm actually standing the like rollout of it.
Snippet.
Who started the like clip, the first TikTok? Like, kudos to whoever that digital marketer was, because I mean, and to be honest, I never heard the clip. I saw the TikToks.
Same.
And I reached out to this girl. I was like, what song is this? Because my favorite is the one you posted today, Daryl.
Yes.
Of the girl with, she's like, and now a bitch. Okay. She's just.
That's all you know, you open the refrigerator like, I used to be down bad, but now,
but a, now bitch. A bitch. Okay. Anthem.
Over and over.
An anthem.
Who the fuck she thinks she fucking with?
An anthem. It's just like, I cannot wait for this song to drop. Like,
It's coming. Now I just hope the rest of the song is just as good as the snippet in that child.
I feel like the song, it's the beat also. The beat is so, for you know the beat. So it's like, you know, it'll be throughout. I think she'd be all right. But I
think so too.
She needed this though. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She really needed this. I feel like all the shit, all the Nicki shit, she really needed she needed a song.
Absolutely. Yeah. Bring herself, have that moment.
Yeah.
Under the summer. They're calling it already. We still in April.
There's a lot of contenders for Song of the Summer, though, I feel like already. There's a lot of legs on this Fisher song, for sure. Ash Cobain and Bass Wag. It ain't probably made its way out of New York just yet.
It's made its way to the South.
I don't think
has. Okay, like Ice Spice got on the remix, so it probably it'll pick
or
up.
Or maybe I need to hear the beats.
Yeah, attitude and the summer, she mad at you for sure, and it's like a little dance to it. Yeah.
Yes. It did make its way because I went out that one day and I heard it.
Yeah,
like one day.
I went out that one day.
Birthday party.
Yes, Dre's birthday party.
Shout out to
it too.
Oh yes, I did. I had a double. I had a back to back.
A back to back. Yeah, mm-hmm. That damn Aries season. Thank God we're out of that chaotic ass season.
Thank God.
Way too much. It was Fisher. Obviously, JT. There might still be some legs on. I mean, I would not be surprised if Sexy Red did a remix to give some life into this song, and to get it sexy. And it was something else that I was like, damn, it's actually like a lot of fake contenders a little bit. It sucks sometimes, like how Lotto, I feel like, just came out so early remember I was calling it, put it on the floor. Is it put it on the floor?
Put it on the floor.
Okay, I finally said the name right. It's like, it just came out too early. Yeah, but for this, like the song of the summer, like I feel like if she would have came out closer, it could have been like a song. Because remember last year, I don't think there was one.
No, there was. I made a whole playlist because there wasn't one definitive song. And I was like, what is the song of the summer?
Or wasn't it? Was it that Thames and WizKid song?
Uh-uh, not Essence, girl. That's 2-3 years ago.
Oop.
That was pandemic.
Shut up. That was not in the damn pandemic.
It was. I promise. I promise.
Really?
I believe so. Yeah.
You don't need. Oh my gosh! Wow, that was the pandemic.
Yeah, this was okay. That was 2020.
Okay, I can't.
Damn, not the years is blurring together for you, mama.
They're literally blurring together. Mm-hmm. I can't keep up. I can't. I literally cannot keep up. And then why was Jill Scott getting dragged though? Back to Chris Brown and them. I did see that.
She shouldn't have said anything.
Okay. Not just yawning.
This is fair. This is fair.
I was about to say,
Yeah, I could see the appeal.
Of Chris?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I mean, this is good with niggas for a life. Yeah. Listen, I told you, I love me some Future, okay? And Future got 8 baby mamas or something like that. And I get it. Like, I honestly, truly, I get it. Like, especially that I feel like, one, you could be the bummest nigga on earth and you're going to have women. But, like, now we're talking about stature and money and access, you're never gonna be void of. I mean, there are still women that want to be around Russell Simmons, and you know, like, I'm sure OJ could keep a bitch. Like, there's like always a man is always gonna have somebody, like a woman, you know, to be around always. So, yeah. No, that does not surprise that. And it's so Chris Brown, that don't surprise me one lick of a bit at all.
No. No, not surprised, but it was given like Jill doesn't comment about people a lot, right? And so it was like, this will you choose to talk about?
Oh, but remember when they kind of dragged Kelly a little bit? I think it was like Soul Train Awards, Kelly Rowland, because she said she was just like I think it was just something basically like, I support you, brother. I think also though, like musician to musician, you do kind of have to respect his craft and his artistry. I mean, sometimes it is like, obviously it's however you feel that you choose to stop supporting an artist. But I mean, if we really dug into, we wouldn't listen to music if we started digging into like everybody's shit.
Absolutely,
it's
just,
it's obviously the egregiousness of like, how far does it go? Or what is your morals? How do they align with said artist? Because these people are, yeah.
She not wrong.
I feel like Kelly kind of said that too. Yeah. I agree. I do agree. I definitely. If Jesus can. Yeah.
No. Right.
Yeah.
And we preached that on the show. So yes, I totally agree. Moving on. Because we done gave that young man a
oh, man. Should we get into the listener letter?
I didn't know if y'all wanted to talk about AI Tupac.
No, let's get into the listener letter.
So
that song sounded so crazy. Let me just say this, that song sounded so goddamn crazy. I never even finished it, so that's why I was like, no, moving on.
We waiting for you, Kendrick. What is this at, Kendrick? We waiting.
Because I'm so sick of talking about these girls fighting, child.
You got to ask Taylor Swift. No, because remember, he got to wait for Taylor Swift.
Not wait for Taylor Swift to be done, to drop.
That, so if you listen to the full song, it's called Taylor Made. And that's what Drake is saying. Like, you got to ask Taylor to release on her weekend, blah, blah, blah. Basically saying, like, you're going to let this girl.
Oh, because she released last week.
You're going to let this girl not have you put out a diss. We waiting for you, Kendrick.
The listener letter. Yeah. Low key, I keep saying that this is going to be a big compilation album by the end of all this because it's just jokes at this point.
If you predict that, girl, you better play the lottery.
Because I'm like, this is, I don't think, but it's just like, at this point, it's just so, it's like antics, you know? It's like, just enough.
All right. We're moving on to the listener letter.
Mm-hmm.
Child, G, you want to read or you want me to read it? Child, you better at reading because you read to your kids.
What?
I'm going to stumble over the letter. It's a long one, but shout out to our listeners for sending in a letter. And this one's a really good one. It says, hey, DD, hey, TT, hey, Gigi. I'm so happy the dolls are back. I missed you bad. You are such amazing company, and I can always count on learning something new and a good laugh when I listen. The pod is therapeutic. Thank you, boo. We be happy to get on here. Speaking of last week's episode, I feel like TT and I are experiencing the same level of betrayal at the same damn time. My betrayal is a friendship betrayal, and this one really hurts. I found out one of my best friends for over 20 years, let's call her Shady, is planning a girls' trip for Mother's Day, and I was not invited. I recently stepped out to celebrate a mutual's birthday, let's call her Barbie. Barbie told me that I was the only one at the table that didn't know about the trip. Barbie then informed Shady that was planning the trip and heard that the plus one inquired why I wasn't in the chat. Shady responded and said that she and I are in different spaces in our relationship. Barbie told Shady she was not comfortable with this and was going to tell me about it. Barbie said it was going to hurt way more if I didn't know and informed me to mute the invited guest to embrace myself for questions that are going to come. It appears Barbie wanted to protect my feelings. In the interim, last week, I found out Shady's elderly mom was hospitalized. As one of her besties, I inserted myself and got her flowers, a card, cash for her mom, who's on a fixed income, and working at a local coffee shop to make ends meet. Shady is a wealthy gym girly, so I threw in a vegan protein bar and a vegan shake for her to snack on while she's dealing with all of this.
That was like, nice.
Okay. Like, who would you receive from me if our... let me read this. See, G, this is why I'm saying you gotta read this, girl, because I'm looking at it like, what am I reading? Like, who would you receive from me if our relationship is in a different space? What hurts is if the past few years we celebrated Mother's Day together. When I didn't hear anything about this year's plans, I reached out to her twice to ensure my calendar was available. This is her response.
Okay.
I decided not to do our brunch because I need a break and I'm just going to go away. We'll see when next year brings. Last month, I treated her to a spa day as a Christmas gift and thanked her for her efforts towards my 40th birthday. We were in a float pod for 90 minutes and said nothing about our relationship being in a different space with a bunch of exclamation points. I'm sure there is something that I did to contribute to this, but I thought our relationship would hold space for grace and mercy for my imperfections, not planning to hurt my feelings. Am I not understanding how relationship/friendship works? I was under the impression if someone or hurts you or offends you, the other speaks to them and teaches you how to handle you, not loading up your weapon with ammunition to take me out. This one really hurts and I don't know how to respond. And honestly, I don't want to respond. This feels intentional, malicious, deceitful, and way less than love. I know I have to expect to be disappointed by others, but damn. I just want to walk away silently because a friend would not do this. Who needs enemies when you have friends like this? What are your thoughts? Thank you for reading this long-winded story. XOXO.
That is so sad.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that you...
First of all, you did all that shit for her mama. You gave the car, money, flowers. You even looked out for her with the protein shake and the protein bar. Like... That is true friendship, and you cannot be. You're showing up. You can't internalize their response to you, right? Yeah. Like you can't. Like it's just no way. I'm just flabbergasted by the whole thing.
It's horrible because I think it's, you know, with even mine, it's conversations can just solve so much. And I don't mean this from her. I mean this from the other friend. If the other friend felt a way or whatever, like, I understand that having hard conversations is not the easiest thing for most people. Most people don't like conflict. Most people don't want to, like, rock the boat. But, like, when you don't have these just open, honest conversations, it just causes a bigger divide between the relationship. So when y'all was in the pool, in the salt pool for 45 minutes, it doesn't even have to be them, right? Because that's not a good time. You also have to understand, I think, the timing of having hard conversations of, like, I used to make it a point even that I would not have hard conversations, like, in my room, because I didn't want it to be, you know, like, right, you have to stay there all the time. So it's like, and I think people hate the, we have to talk, but I think it also forces you to have the conversation. So right. It's like a, hey, I want to talk to you. Our relationship has just felt weird. Whatever the case is, I think you have to have the conversations, because also all the other friends know that's really fucked up. All the other people know. All you have to do is have a conversation.
Really messed up. Yeah, because you shouldn't be talking about your friend to your other friends in a negative context.
No.
And
everybody knows that you're not in the group chat. Like, that's shady. That's the perfect name. That is actually very shady.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And fuck her.
Yeah. Listen.
Let's fuck all these people.
Oh, my mouth, because it was giving fuck all that. Like, no.
I agree. No. I do agree with G. I think if you do feel like, no, he said fuck all
my own chat, bitch.
No,
I'm going to start my own chat.
I meant it's fuck her if she extends herself to have the conversation, and the friend is like, if she tries to, like, lie or deceive or weasel your way out of it, she'll be like, oh, nothing. Then yes, then it's girl, fuck you. Like,
yeah.
Then it really, really is. But yeah, I think if you are affected by it that much, you know, you should definitely have the conversation for sure.
Yeah. I would definitely pull her up about it.
Because, just what you said, like, verbatim. That was great.
I would definitely pull her up about it because, like G said, friendship breakups are tough. And I saw a tweet the other day. It was like, friendship breakups are tough because it's like, one day I trusted you with my life, the next day I want to beat your ass. Like, it's like, no one ever wants to experience that, because that's hard. And even think about trips, right? Trips can be very interesting with groups of friends, especially because, like, I even have group chats where we're talking about a trip, but then three people in the chat may go on a trip, but, like, I don't think of it as necessarily shady. It's like, they decided that they wanted to go on that trip. I don't feel any kind of way, right? Because that's something that they've discussed. But if it's something that's bothering you, you have to bring it up. Like, it's not something that you can just sweep under the rug, because it's like, well, damn, bitch, we normally would hang out on Mother's Day. Like, what's the tea? And to T's point, if she don't even have a response to that, like, sorry. Yeah, we got to reevaluate.
And I think it's like, not that you expect, but, you know, relationship breakups are more of the thing that you deal with. There are songs written about it. You know, like people have been, I mean, obviously people have been having discord since the beginning of time, but, you know, interpersonal, like, relationship or intimate relationships rather are more so like what you expect. You don't really expect that from your friend. So I think a lot of times, honestly, people don't. I'm candidly going through that with right now myself too, like on top of everything else and not really, you know, knowing how to navigate it and being like, do I have this conversation? And then, you know, and I also understand getting to the point where you're like, I don't even give a fuck. And I know once I get to the I don't give a fuck point, there's no conversation to be had. We're no longer friends. Then the extension of that is like literally what is happening to, did she just say XOXO? That's what we're going to call you. XOXO. Is that yeah, then the friend group is divided, you know? So it's not even just like, at least in a breakup, it's like, all right, well, you came with who the people who you came with, and I came with the people who we came with, and it's done. But a friend group is like, now y'all gotta, you know, hang out with this person or hang out with that person. And not, yeah, you're like picking sides, but then you can kind of still be friends. It's weird, you know? It's like, it's that is even, not even, I'm just gonna say even harder because it's all hard. It's just, it's very difficult. It's not an easy thing. That's why I said, I just hate that she's going through this, but I think I'm talking to myself too. I think that a conversation, you know, has to be had. And you know what I said? I said, I thought this today. I was like, I'm also prepared within that conversation for it to go either way. I obviously, I would love for it to be like fruitful and we get to the bottom of things and it's like, okay, this is how we move forward. But I'm also, you know, it's like, we might not, we just, right. We may not. And then, you know, that's another problem. Definitely taking my problems one day at a time. That's another problem for another day. I don't know what happens, but I'm definitely prepared for either ending. And it sucks. And I definitely keep putting it off. But I'm a girl, we're going to have our conversations this week. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I had to. That, and I think because for me, I'm a, it kind of has, I need everything to kind of sequentially come. If I wait a month, I'm literally like, I don't even give a fuck anymore. And I'm just going to like fade to the background. And I'm essentially just going to ghost you. So it's not yet in the moment. No, because I couldn't do that in the moment. Yes, tensions are high. You're heated. Yeah, because I had another thing with another friend and I was just like, I have to get off this phone with you right now because just no, I don't like the direction of this. So I'm just going to remove myself. And then we talked and it was completely fine. Like it's totally fine. So again, sometimes, you know, but it was also, that was within the first few days. Cause sometimes I feel like you wait too long and it's like, I don't even remember that. What are you talking about? It's like, girl, you just did it last week. What do you mean? Like, it was last week. So whenever, but again, the same thing we're talking about with the weddings and everything else, whatever suits you also, whatever, when you feel like doing it, if you don't also, yeah, you just gotta.
Yeah. Have it's like that thin line of like, being a good friend and allowing people to have space to go through what they're going through.
Yeah.
But it's also like, respect me in the process at the same time, right? Like, but it's everybody can't handle it that way.
And everybody's going through stuff that sometimes they don't talk about. So it is. And I do love that she even said that in the letter about like, have, you know, creating space for people and grace. Because sometimes we don't know what our friends are going through. So I think that's why it is important to, you know, lean on your friend group and like actually discuss what is going on, like what's happening in your life. Because even this is actually reminiscent of Cudi was posting some tweets like the other day. And I saw it. I was like, this is interesting. And I mean, they're pretty long. So just like the first one is, I'm trying to figure out the line between being a good friend and giving people their space to go through what they're going through, how they want to go through it. Let me break down my thoughts. That's what I said. They're pretty long. But essentially, you know, I think it's sometimes people receive, like I am somebody that could kind of retreat a little bit. Or sometimes people need like a lot, you know, they need to be surrounded and like, feel people. Sometimes people don't need that. And, you know, because she's like, sometimes friends get distant or go into isolation. I used to take offense, especially because of a man. I'm literally skimming through this because it's so many. But where's the line between giving people space, reaching out and not getting responses, having any expectation of reciprocity because this person is literally not checking for you? Like, at which point are you supposed to stop? Sorry. Like, at which point are you supposed to say to yourself, stop calling, stop texting, stop reaching out? Because all this person isn't doing is for you at all. And as far as you know, it's not about you and them. They're just in a funk. But when should you stop? And even that, right? It's like, it's hard. I don't.
Yeah.
There's no timeline on that of like, this is when you should stop. Like you should end all this right now. But I think, again, going back to this letter specifically, it's like, if we have the conversation, I think everybody should have open, honest conversations and go into it clear-headed and not accusatory. But if we can't move on from then, to me at least, I guess that would be the like, all right, well, sometimes people in your life for seasons and reasons.
That's it.
And it's time to move on. Like when you've tried, what was that Beyonce line? And I think it's like, I'm through it. I don't remember, but it's like basically like I tried. No, from it's in Destiny Fulfilled. Oh. Yep, it's Destiny Fulfilled.
It's a little bit of it.
It was like it's not through it a love. I think she the reason. I can't remember, but it's one of them like first few songs. But like basically she's like, I tried all I could and it ain't work out. So next. How I ain't listened to Destiny Fulfilled yet? That's crazy. I just thought about that.
I mean, that's a story arc. That's a story.
I just thought about that. I was like, how have I not? I haven't listened to Back Outside. But I've listened to that.
No, though. Not no.
Anicia, Back Outside. No, y'all, my playlist, my girl fuck you playlist was so sad. I literally had to add, I'll share it with you. Like I have my little Renee Rapp and Coco Jones, Tommy Hertz song on there. It's so good though.
Their voices sound really great together.
So good. Cause you know how you have so many playlists? Like G and I have a shared kind of like breakup playlist. But this one is so specific with the lyrics and like, and it's a lot of alternative. Like I have Robin dancing on my own in there. Don't ask how that got in there.
I love the lyrics though.
So good.
Yeah.
I have two Olivia, it's very kind of like Gen Z. I have two Olivia Rodrigo songs. And then I got the Anicia Back Outside, Niggas That Made Me Mad Again. That was also one of my contenders. Oh, that's my shit. Then that was my
but
shit.
But it's still within the same vein, right? It's like.
It is. It's all know,
dancing on my own, but I'm also back outside. I'm at the after.
You know what song almost kind of. I was going off to Shantae Moore, Bitter. And then there was.
No, that woman.
Oh, what? Damson Idris, I have a video of him singing that song. And I was like, oh my God, I'm obsessed with him. Why does he know that song?
Very random.
So random. And it's a, okay, so I love Toni Braxton's Secrets album.
Okay.
And it's in the late of night. Now that song almost took me out while I was driving. Like, and basically she's like, you lied as you kissed
you
me.
You gotta add Tony, I Wish.
Okay, I don't think I know
the,
that.
Love, Marriage, Divorce album with Babyface.
Okay. Oh, maybe I do.
Yeah.
I gotta get into
that. That was also a really good story arc of an album in terms of like a concept.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I need to listen to that one. I need to get into that one.
I mean, as a Babyface girl, you know?
You said what?
As a Babyface girl, I'm surprised.
Because I know I never get over you. I know that one. I definitely know like some of them, but I don't know the whole, I don't know. I can listen to like those type of songs again. Because like I said, I couldn't listen to anything loving for the first few days. It was just... Yeah, I'm not as angry. Yeah, definitely not. I'm angry, but not as like angry as I was last week. I feel like I don't know what I am today. I just take it day by day because yesterday was something like the fact I just have to keep doubling down on my intuition. Like, I just be like, what if I did not see someone's story and just see this whole lie be exposed? If I did not look at, if it was not for social media, this is crazy. Just finding things out on your own. Again, what we just said, having conversations just saves a whole, have a lot of problems.
Yeah. Like, and you got to add SZA's Broken Clocks to your girlfriend.
I hate that song.
But y'all just kept saying, I just take it day by day. But that is the pre-hook.
I, you know what is funny? I say that in like regular talking. Oh, yeah.
Better day than yesterday.
I did have, I think I put Low on there. Like I said, it's a very Gen Z. But it's like an angry girl playlist. Because that's how, you know, that is how I was feeling. That's why I said I just cannot thank my friends for like supporting me through this. I never thought that I would be like calling y'all every day to be like, and this. Like the baby. It's just
you the I told you the group chat, I had to take it off of mute, girl. Like anytime y'all come through, I'm on the phone, like, what's the latest? What's the tea?
It's so much. It's just like what I do hope for this, you know, the rest of this week is just like for a calm month, I think. I mean, a calm week, because actually all these eclipses are so crazy. When you were reading even the letter, I was like, this is crazy that all this is happening. Obviously we got out of them. Sorry to the Aries. Cause I love me some Aries, but fuck them Aries or fuck that Aries. Y'all did y'all big one. I need a break. It was just like such a chaotic Aries energy. But, and then, you know, we're like in Mercury retrograde. And then this like Scorpio, this full moon in Scorpio. So every time I see something, and this is what, like literally today, Scorpio
The full moon is in Scorpio.
Thank you. I was like, that's not right. The full moon is in Scorpio. This episode, when this episode comes out, will still be in Scorpio. But it's happy full moon in Scorpio. Cut the cords. Cleanse your system. All these things, like we're reading all these things today. So full moon is upon us. Retrograde is almost over. Communication is clearing up. Manifestation is amplifying. Time to start being more comfortable asking for what you want. Be specific. Say what you want out loud. Get it out of your head and your heart into reality. The universe has your back at this time. And everything that I've seen is about like journaling and reading. Y'all know I'm doing my little Daniels fast. So,
yes. How is it going?
Today I really.
We were both excited. Like,
oh. I know. I was. So this day, it's only day two. Okay. Only day two. And then when I found out that news yesterday, like the confirmation, like I wanted a drink so bad. And I was like, oh my gosh, like not me being really tested. And you know, you have to journal. Usually my notebook is like a pretty decent size. Usually when I journal, it's one page. It was like, I think 4 or 5 pages. It was just, my hand was killing me, just like everything. And then it's like, what is the outcome of that? Because at the same time, I'm still like, God, thank you so much for revealing this. This could have been So I could have been stuck forever. Like, this could have been so much worse. So at the same time, it's very, like, grateful. Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's about to make me itch. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It does.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Could you?
That was really making me emo because, you know, you know what it was? Because I knew I was going to stay mad at myself for knowing better, for being like, bitch, you should have been gone a year and a half ago when you didn't get like the clarity you needed. And I knew I was like, if I stay here and let this affect me, like, this is the type of shit that could ruin, you know, like, yeah. And my homegirl said that to me. She's like, this is the type of shit that somebody, you know, would like lose their mind over. And I was like, not even that I'm trying to rush out of the process, but I was like, I literally don't have time for that. Like, I'm literally personally, professionally, and I mean, even like, I went home, my father turned 65. So it was like my parents and my sister's boyfriend and my father, like, they stayed and smoked a cigar. And then me and my mother, my sister just went to like the other area because my brains was going to stink with the cigars. So I don't know what happened. And I remember thinking like, oh, I can't wait for my man to have a drink a cigar and a drink with daddy and my sister's boyfriend. And then my sister said something to me like, oh, you know, when we all are able to do this. And I'm like, bitch, I was thinking the same thing. Like, yeah. I just literally refuse to be like, woe is me. Cause I'm like, I'm a bitch was down, baby. Okay. Like, I was like, no, I had to tap in and be like, nigga, you played, I forgot what was her name, Kelly Sherrod? I think she was like, did somebody play in your face or play with you? I'm like, both.
Both, yeah.
Both played in my motherfucking face and played me. Like, both.
And like, it's also, you know, you give yourself grace too, because obviously through all of this, anyone will have their moments too of like those dark places you go to in those thoughts, right?
Yeah. And I allow it.
And you allow it, right? You allow it and you talk through it and you come to your network and your tribe to be like, should I do this? Should I not do this? Am I crazy for thinking this? But like, that's the way that you get over it, right? Because if you just sit and harp on it, you actually do it and you know.
And that's what I was afraid of. Because at first I was like, God, and that's why I was like, I hate having to do this. I hate that this happened the week that G is literally, it was like, I'm getting married. Girl, guess what this nigga did? It was like,
but like
it's that day apart.
I don't know. And I'm trying not to speak for G, but I don't know that that is what we would be feeling in that moment. It was like,
I hated it. I hated being like, this is one of the biggest.
It's nothing that you did. So you can't sit there and sit. It's,
with that energy of that fuck nigga.
Shut up, girl. Shut up. Shut up. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's my.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh no, that's what I said. I'm in the neighborhood. What's the Nipsey thing? Neighborhood, like
yeah,
I'm in the neighborhood. Deading. Yep. Ooh, yes. I was like, yep. Yeah, I'm very excited about the next chapter with someone who, like, I've gotten very clear, you know, in my journaling last night, which I got to do again today. It's, you know, it's gonna be a lot of like shedding. Like I wanted a cookie so bad today, and I was like, oh, I can't have no damn cookie. Like, I can't have no cookie, Lord. I was like, Lord, have mercy. I was like, Lord, I better rise like the phoenix from the ashes after this.
And you will, right? And I think a part of it too is like what you're giving up, you'll realize you don't need those things when you come back from it too.
I can't wait to have a glass of champagne. Oh, look all that. I feel like I'm actually gonna miss the most.
What's that?
I'm acting like this is like a sobriety thing. Never happen again.
Well, technically it is.
Coffee.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, coffee is like, and it, you know, I just love the ritual of like I went into work and I literally just walked towards the Nespresso. I'm like, girl, you can't have that. And then yesterday I went raw. I ain't have nothing. I have no tea. I ain't have nothing. I was like, oh my God. Today I had my tea, but I forgot my date like syrup. So I just had to drink it plain. It was actually quite tasty. I was like, oh, maybe I don't need all this.
Was it flavored?
No, it was just turmeric. It was like, it's like a detox turmeric tea. It was actually really, I put like lime in it because I had to bring like some lime or something from water.
Right.
Yeah, just because then it's like, that's the only thing I'm having right now. I always drink it anyway, but I'm like, I need one for work with this, like, because I can't have like, well, I put it in my sparkling water. I'm just like, child, I need something a little carbonated. Need a little bubble. Like, where was my other one? There was another thing about the full moon, but no, that's why I said I'm excited. And like I said, I know you're going to get yours, and good luck to you and you. No, I don't wish you luck. Actually, I'm not that mature.
Nope. Fuck all that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it ain't happening. Yeah. It's literally going to be a cycle of shit. Literally.
Okay. Because luck ain't coming to that neighborhood.
Mm-mm. And not.
Enjoy. Everybody.
So, I guess, well, we've said a lot of quotes, but I'm going to end on one more.
Okay.
Because, you know, I'm about to be quote mommy. You know, I really got to kick off my day with the quote every day. For the next, you know, it's going to be quotes abound. Okay. I got so many quotes.
Yeah. You was up early. You was at 7 a.m. with the quote today.
What was I? I didn't work out this morning. I usually wake up at that time, but I didn't work out. So I probably like laid in the bed,
yeah,
rolled over, got on Instagram, and then went back to sleep or something.
It was the first thing I saw.
Oh, so, really? Okay. So maybe I woke up at like 8. Okay. Maybe
that's when I got on my phone, but regardless, it was the first thing I saw.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. No, because sometimes if I go to the gym, especially even if I go to the gym, they're usually early. If I'm like early for the gym, child. But, okay, the quote is, daily reminder, make peace with where you are now. Things will improve, but also allow yourself grace and compassion as transformation takes place. Shakira Maria. I really didn't even know it was going to say that, y'all. I literally just clicked on one.
Child.
And that's what it be also why, like, I think when you were saying that, there's been so many things that have happened in my life that it's like, I know that's God. Like, mm-hmm. Whether it be a timetable or a conversation, yep, or a feeling that I'm like, I also, even back to being in the neighborhood, I'm like, oh, I feel it. And did he always talk about me surrendering for the 5 years of this podcast? But I feel like this year specifically, I literally said, I was very intentional shit about like deepening my relationship with God and trusting God more. And I think before I kind of like said it, and now I'm like, oh, baby girl, it's showed up at your doorstep. Are you really going to do it? And, but again, all of this like little things would happen. And I'm like, he's like, either I told you or you going to be all
right. Right.
Like it's, and I've gotten both, honestly. It'll be like, you should have known, you knew better. You did. And I told you, you didn't want to listen. But I'm going to give you this just so you ain't super duper spiraling.
Right. Right.
Do this. So it's definitely been like, it's a balance, which is life also, you know, like it's not, it's never always bad and it's never always good either.
Very true.
It's, you know, I just.
Take it day by day.
Yeah. And I just want peace and love and light for everybody in my life as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. That quote resonated to me too, child, with this, the hunt for the next job and just giving myself grace. I've been leaning more into the DJ thing and not necessarily even started leaning into it. I never leaned out of it since I've been here, and things have just been falling into my lap. Like I was telling T before we started, I'm having my first residency as a DJ.
Bring them claps.
Bring them claps back. Listen, where the claps at? Hold on, where the claps at? Okay. So yeah.
You never know. I was thinking the same thing. Yep.
It was literally that. And it was like, you know, use these jobs and whatever to fund your lifestyle so you can do the things you really love. Right.
Yeah.
And not be so dependent on it. But yeah, it'll be next month. I'll drop the date probably next episode, just so that we make sure
it's things confirmed. Yeah. I need all the AT aliens
stay together.
Anybody who listens to the show who lives in Atlanta.
Oh yeah.
You gotta come out and support.
You gotta come out. It's gonna be a good time. I'm just really excited for the DJs and the hosts that we have. And yeah, it'll be a cute venue. It's a rooftop, you know, right in Buckhead. We're gonna have a good time. It's going to be monthly. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. We got confirmed for two to make sure it's going right. And, you know, we good. So we got confirmed for May and June. And the hope is that we continue it throughout the year. Once a month.
It might be B-Day and ATL, hope.
It might be.
Bitch, it might be.
it's gonna be a good time. But to that point, right? Like just taking time and being okay with what's happening right now because God is in the neighborhood.
Yeah. Especially like remember when I don't even think we were recording then, but it was a point in time. Remember, and none of us, it was me, it was G, it was two of my other friends. It was just like, you know, it's bad now. It's really bad. It's really like the economy is just so bad and the job market is even, it's worse. Like it's
worse. It's all they do is say that it's bad. Right. They want to keep reporting that, you know, the labor report every month is that there's new jobs, but like y'all have to be very specific when y'all say that.
Yeah, literally.
It's government jobs and it's in the service industry. Those are the two industries that are hiring.
We gotta
say the industry.
Be clear, yeah. Because I saw Nike laid off people today. I mean, it's every single day. Nike.
Yeah. Well, Nike is also not having really good quarterly results. And so their stupid ass CEO came out to say that for two quarters. Right. Yeah, and he blamed it on the fact of people working from home.
No. And, they are really trying to get people back into these offices.
And that it is stunting innovation and that their competition is now companies like Hoka or Hoka, however you pronounce it.
No, they're
it's
like
a new running shoe. I'm actually trying them out right now. They're actually pretty good.
So. I wear on clouds. I'm a follower. Like, I actually have them. I was like, why all these white people got these on clouds? If the rap should come, maybe, do they know something? I don't. I just need to be prepared just in case, because they're all both. They're like, even in like Nordstrom has like an output for both of them. Like these on clouds and the Hokas, like the Hoka, because I do less running, you know, like that's why I do on clouds.
Got it.
Or whatever they're called.
No.
Yeah.
It's just not sustainable.
So exactly. It doesn't make... No. And you know what I'm even thinking? Obviously, you know, I mean, Adidas, I mean, they lost Kanye with the stuff or whatever, but like how New Balance has kind of been that girl. Because then I just started thinking about it and I was like, I couldn't tell you the last pair of Nikes I bought, actually. Could not tell you.
I was still buying their running shoes.
I haven't bought. Yeah. No, I've not bought. I've literally bought New Balances. I bought Adidas. I have not bought. I haven't bought a pair of Nikes in a minute. They also like hurt my feet. It's way too hard to find the type of shoe that works for me. So I and New Balance, some of them little dad sneakers. Okay. She is comfort plus.
Yeah, I just wouldn't run in them. I don't know that I could see me running in a 992, but they're comfortable to walk in.
To walk in, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they ain't paying none of us, so.
No, but if you're a runner, try some Hokas.
Yeah, I've definitely seen that sole. They are thick.
Thick sole, but very light. Very light. Yeah,
but they're not for training. I tried them on. They're not for training because you can't. They're so thick. They're great for running because even my running sneaker is way thicker. But if you're doing like picking up weights, you need something a little like flatter. Yeah, like. But there's actually different types of that. Anywho, I don't work at Hoka either, so.
I got you.
No, right. It's not that type of shoe.
Why should I have these orthopedic shoes in the club? No, but the sole is very thick.
They're not that stylish either. It's literally for old white people.
She said to the club. Yeah, girl, we're to the club. We're to the club.
We're like, we're not. Yeah, I was like, no, you're not wearing those.
Who invited grandma out?
Thank y'all so much for listening. I'm sure the girls will be fighting next week, and we'll talk about it again next week.
Okay, and we'll be celebrating JT's Okay, the release of Okay.
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 Actually, no, we have a guest next week, so we might
do.
We have a guest next week, so we'll see. But anywho, we'll be back next week. Bye.
Bye, y'all.